We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got
a special
guest in the building off of vacation.
Oh, stop it.
Every time she comes up here, she's on vacation.
Envy, I know you're not talking.
She's been I go on vacation for
Ashanti
a week.
Lives
but
a
it's
life.
A workcation.
She lives a life.
Envy be on vacation nonstop.
Nah.
Exactly. You too, Envy.
She lives a life.
Ashanti be on vacation
and
all
the thing about
the
Envy is he's supposed to be here. At least you get to move around. That's your job.
Exactly. See, I still be working when I'm on workation.
Fresh off of vacation. Angela Yee's last week. We didn't think you was going to come. You know, this is Angela Yee's last week.
Angela's
she had one more day.
Last.
Are you going to ever announce her? You going to say her name?
I'm about to say it right now.
Jesus Christ. Yes. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Straight off vacation.
But you weren't you on tour?
Yes.
Yes. She was working.
A vacation tour.
Australia, New Zealand.
Exactly.
New Zealand. New Zealand, Dubai.
Yeah. Dubai, Ras Al Khaimah, Abu Dhabi, Jamaica. Yes, it was workation.
See, I don't like when people act like when somebody's working, they just chilling on vacation.
Right.
That's a lot. It's different time zones. You're traveling.
My gosh.
You're performing.
It's ridiculous.
Staying hydrated.
It is ridiculous. We saw, I don't even know how many cities and different countries in a matter of, what is it, three weeks to a month? We've been literally around the world in It's
wow.
been crazy. Yeah.
How does that feel when you know you got the kind of catalog that has had that type of global impact?
You know what's crazy? I literally posted yesterday that I'm so grateful to be all the way over in Dubai and having people scream foolish 20 years later is like such a blessing, you know? And after coming from Australia, you know, New Zealand, Sydney, Brisbane, whatever, it's just like, yo, I can't, like, I'm so humbled. I'm so grateful, you know? So it's an amazing, amazing feeling.
The 20th anniversary of the album.
Yeah.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah. And I got my ring. I got my little Hollywood ring right here.
They give you a ring?
Well, actually, my mom had it made for me, a custom one.
I'm about to say, I never heard that one before. I'm like, never gonna get a ring.
Can we see it? Hold it up. Let me see.
Yep, it has the date.
Oh, that's nice.
It's cute, right? It has the date. It got the musical notes.
It's like a championship ring.
Yeah.
Did we record the album yet?
And the book? Okay, so I re-recorded, I want to say we are 4 records in. But obviously with everything happening, I kind of had to stop, you know? So I have to find another, like, slot of time where I could just sit down and just complete it.
How difficult is it? You ain't got to remember anything.
Exactly. You don't have to remember, but we are replaying everything to a T. You know what I mean? So we don't want it to sound different. I'm not trying to, you know, go in there and chef up anything new, but I want it to sound as authentic as possible, but just bigger sonically. You know what I'm saying? Because when we were recording, this was 20 years ago, so obviously sonically it was different, the sound. So I want to re-record and do the music and just make it sound as similar to the original as humanly possible.
You could do it in Turks and Caicos. They have an amazing studio.
Yes, I know about
another
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A workcation.
A workcation.
Is what we call it.
Thank you, Ange.
How have you been celebrating the 20 year anniversary?
She been on vacation.
Jesus Christ. You know what? That makes sense now.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's again, we have been on a workcation, but we've been just, you know, with the Hollywood Walk of Fame, with doing several, you know, television shows, just talking about it, celebrating on stage. I think when I did, we had 2 shows the day that the album dropped, April 2nd. So we had 2 shows the same day, and it was like, yo, reflecting on this, I dropped my album 20 years ago. I got 2 back-to-back shows today celebrating 20. Like, it's just been a whirlwind, you know? So we've
the
been
book,
celebrating.
My name is a story.
I didn't even know you did a children's book.
Yeah. She talked about it. Didn't you talk about it when you were here before? Yeah.
Yes. So finally it's out. Yeah. The children's book is called My Name is a Story. And it's basically just about celebrating having a unique name. You know, when I was coming up, obviously Ashanti was not your everyday name. And sometimes it used to feel like, you know, the teacher would be hesitant to pronounce it or wouldn't correct herself pronouncing my name wrong. So I just felt like now I think we need to celebrate being unique. And I think kids that have unique names don't need to feel ashamed of having a unique
Leonard.
Name. I'm going to get you a book.
My name's kind of unique.
No, because it's not Leonard.
No. It's Leonard. Yeah. His name is
Leonard. It's Leonard. It's no O. It's Leonard.
L-E, and then there's like an apostrophe, right?
And my mom had got me this thing that tells me exactly what my name is. And
exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But look, when you were small, you couldn't find no keychains with your name on.
That's a
definitely
fact.
Not.
See what I'm saying?
Rashawn R, double A, capital S.
Exactly.
And definitely, my name couldn't even fit on the Scantron.
Wow.
It was Rashu on the Scantron. Some people like Rashu.
You see? See what I'm saying?
I like that for you, Rashu.
Rashawn.
I like that. What story does your name tell?
My name originates from Ghana, and it means woman of strength. So basically, you know, like in foreign countries, the women are kind of considered low on the totem pole. But in this particular tribe, the Ashanti tribe that originates from Ghana, the women run things. You
the woman king.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know, I'm...
Hey, Mama Ja got books.
And aren't you also doing a documentary?
Yes.
She's
going to
sign them.
Her mama got her working. She's going to sign them. And then after that, you go vacation. Yeah.
Leave the book there so she could sign it for us.
Yes, definitely.
Now, talk about the documentary. How far along are you with that?
Super early in stages. I have so much content and so much footage of everything that we've been doing behind the scenes. It's going to be really hard to, like, decipher through everything. And, like, my mom has everything, like from the beginning, from the first time I went to the studio, the first time I went to the offices, you know, of At Murder Inc. and behind the scenes, behind Foolish, and in, like, it's ridiculous. So it's gonna be a lot.
What's the story you want to tell?
I want to tell everything. I want to tell how it was my third record deal.
Oh wow!
What were you saying before that?
I was signed to Noontime Epic Records. Mm-hmm. I was signed to...
That was Jazzy Faye, right?
Yes, Jazzy Faye, Chris, Noonie, all of them. I had lived in Atlanta when I was like 17. And then before that, I was signed to Jive Records when I was 14. Mm. Right after Aaliyah had moved from Jive. And my first tour was supposed to be with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Ooh, wow.
I was like 14.
Before you tell the story of the documentary, did you ever say, you know what, maybe music isn't for me? First deal, second deal. Did you ever like, you know what, maybe it's something I shouldn't be doing?
By the time I came back home after my second record deal, I went back to college, and I was like, I wasn't passionate about it. You know what I mean? I was like, I got into a car accident. Let me focus and have a backup plan, and we'll see what happens. It was kind of that vibe. It wasn't like, oh, my God, I have to do this. And it wasn't like, you know, fuck it. But it was, if it happens, we'll see.
And what was the turning point from there?
I mean, at that time, I was just doing local talent shows, showcases. Y'all remember Bernard Brown? The Bernard Brown Showcase?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. It used to be at, what's the name of that? Oh, my God. What is the name of that place in the city? Y'all do stuff there all the time. Not Caroline.
Jacob Javis?
No. Oh, my God. I'm going to think of it at the end of the interview. But it's something that everyone...
Really,
sorry.
This is so disrespectful.
No, my phone is on vibrate for one person, my daughter and my wife. Those are the only two that rings. And I see my wife calling, see?
Mine too, see? Right now.
I like that.
Did something happen?
To hear that.
I don't know what happened.
like literally mine at the same time.
They're not used to Andy being at work. He's always on vacation.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But we still ain't found the name of the building. Was it?
I can't remember the name of
the
it.
Hammerstein. Okay.
The Hammerstein?
No, it was from back, and I know all of y'all been there and y'all have done parties there. I'm going to think of it at the end of the interview.
SOBs.
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 Yeah, here we go. This is a really
fun blues
clue game.
Yes, SOBs.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where you started. So.
I started doing like talent shows and stuff there and singing in front of people and
winning.
What was
Mama
it?
Said oh, winning.
That's when I met up with old boy. And I sang in the studio. He gave me the production deal. And I took it. You know what I'm talking about? No. After him. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. He knew a mutual person. Mm-hmm. And he set up the meeting with Irv way, 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 way back then. So that's kind of like how everything just, it was like a mutual thing.
Yeah. I hope that you explore the dynamic between you and your mom, because I've always found that very interesting, you know, throughout the years. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to tell a lot. A lot of people don't understand what goes into it and what happens with your family. Mm-hmm. You know, with my sister kind of being in my shadow and my dad playing the back and me and my mom. You know, it's a lot.
Was
it's
your mom a singer?
No.
in the dance studio.
Yes, my mom.
Because she pushed so hard, it was almost like, you know, when a parent is a player, you want your son to be a player.
Right, right.
Like she really rolled out like she knew this was for you.
She
knew
on the birth announcement.
Really?
My mom's birth announcement. Really? It's crazy.
Really?
That's going to be in the doc,
my
too. My dad actually sings, though. I had on my dad's side, it's eight brothers and sisters, and they had like the family band.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, he could really, really sing. He's like Blue Magic vibe, Heat Wave vibe. He did all of those.
So is that why you gave it that big name? Like
yes.
Ashanti.
Definitely okay. Going to be in the doc.
So we're going to have like, oh, are we going to have footage of your dad singing in the doc? I think that'd be kind of dope.
yeah. It'll
you
be
need
in
to
there.
See that. And in the dance studio, I know you got some good footage.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We did everything. Tap, jazz, ballet, African, hip hop, point. All of that.
But how was that for your dad? Because your dad, you know, lost his two ladies. He lost his wife on the road, and then he lost his daughter on the road. So how was dad during this time?
Why you say lost? Like,
because I mean, they were gone.
Jesus Christ.
But you know, dad been a part of it. Dad be on the road sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it was definitely a different dynamic because he had my sister, you know? Mm-hmm. So my sister's like in junior high. And my dad is like, all right, now she got a boyfriend. What is this about? You know what I'm saying? He called like, what are we doing with this dude? You know? So it was everyone's sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I will say that. You know what I'm saying? For the benefit of me and for me to be able to take care of everyone.
Do you feel like somehow your personal life always seems to overshadow everything else? Like the music sometimes?
Not really, because I'm low. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm super low. I mean, obviously people didn't know me and... You know, my ex were together for like 3-4 years before it ever hit. So I keep it low.
All right.
How are you feeling right now? Because I know you've been going through a lot, I'm sure. So are you good? Like how?
I am amazing.
Because I know it could be a little stressful. Like sometimes to look on social media, everybody's talking about this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that you had an opportunity to sit with somebody like Angie and be able to talk about your side of things. Because that's not something normally you're like,
Yeah.
I'm not even going to address that.
Right. But it got to a point where it was just too much. You know, when you just, when someone is just lying that, to that extent on that big of a platform about things that are just non-existent, it's just like, come on, like, come on. Like,
especially if they know you're not going to say anything.
Right. That's the problem. It's like you got used to me not saying anything, mm-hmm. and you took advantage of my kindness. You know what I'm saying? And me being professional. But at some point, you have to just speak up, and that's mm-hmm. what I did.
Where did Ashanti get this potty mouth?
Always had.
Envy, what are you talking about?
I'm like, that
hurt a lot of people's feelings.
I feel like the singing came from the dad, that came from the mom. That's what I feel like.
Goodness gracious.
No, but you know what's crazy? If you would have heard the verse that I did before that, it was way more savage. So I just...
Your mom wrote that verse.
Can you give us a little, you know, a little tease?
Maybe I'll play it for you after.
Okay, I want to hear a little. Because it was more sad. Because, you know, guys get really offended by that. Every guy. Like, mm-hmm. when you start talking about little penises, they get defensive. Then they start...
But I mean...
Because God can't help it. It's not like you...
Yeah, and then you can do anal surgery. We can't go get the BBL.
The way you're born.
No,
like,
but I heard you can. I heard you can do the little enhancement now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can do the BDE surgery.
I mean, I don't know how it's going to work and function. You know what I'm saying? But I heard, you know,
I think
slap
like
a little on there.
Yeah, I heard it's just for girth, though. It's not for length. I heard it's just for girth, not length. So you look like a little Pringles snack size can.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You look it up, dude.
He did look it up.
I just wanted to see.
Guys try everything. Listen, and you're right, because guys will do things like they tie a weight to the end of it, and they think they could, like, hang the weight.
No!
I've never heard of that.
That sounds painful, though.
Yeah, or sometimes people feel like, what did you, Charlamagne had the pills that he was taking.
I ordered Magna RX out the back of the XXL back
work.
In the day.
Back
oh
of the sauce. My. Remember the back of the sauce?
Yeah, not the XXL.
XXL.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Nah. But when you give off that energy, sometimes you got to be addressed correctly.
Little dick energy. You can't say that, Ashanti. How can you say things like that about
me? I'm just saying.
I can tell Diddy felt the way about it because he did an at-lib right there. So you got to rewind it just to hear.
Why
right
would Diddy feel a way about it?
Nah, because I don't know. But like right when you said it, Diddy was like, uh-huh, take that. Or whatever.
That's a wild. That's a wild time to say take that.
Let's move out of this.
But you know what's interesting, though? I said before you walked in, I said, I do not want to ask her any questions about that. Because I feel like that's what you get asked about a lot. And I don't think mm-hmm. that's fair to you. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I mean, I'm cool either way. You know, y'all know I've been through a lot of interviews. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I speak, but most of the time I don't. And I feel like at this point, at 20 years being in and where we are just in social media and what we're doing to just progressively grow in this industry, I feel like just for a woman, I had to come out and just say my piece, you mm-hmm. know? And it's crazy. So many people were texting me, like, all my exes hit me, like, yo, mm-hmm. you got to say something. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was a good feeling because I'm not the one to shit on people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I defend myself. So I'm not going to say nothing until you start throwing these daggers at me, mm-hmm. you know? So
and everyone respected that. I feel like people were like, we're glad because you don't bother nobody. You don't talk crazy about nobody. You don't be beefing with nobody.
Nobody. I have no
problem. Are you
going
to address things in your documentary?
I am, because there are a lot of things that have been misled. There are a lot of things that are missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot. It's a lot. So, yeah.
I heard other women say that they appreciated you telling that story because a lot of them go through those type of things mm-hmm. in their work environment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've been in a crazy situation with one producer. I think I might have talked about this once. One producer, like, we did two records together. He was like, okay, I'm not going to charge you. You know, you my homie, whatever, whatever. And then when it came time to put on the album, he was like, well, let's take a shower together.
What?
Well, and I thought he was joking. Together. Like, I thought he was joking. And then he's like, nah, I'm dead serious. Like, you know, let's go out and let's take a shower together and I'll give you the records. If not, I need 40 racks per
Jesus
record.
Christ.
Let's take a shower together.
And I was like, again, I thought he was joking, mm-hmm. you know, because we had been working with each other for like, I don't know, a couple of weeks.
He was like, you're so crazy.
Right, exactly. You know, you do one of those. And then it turned out that he was serious and I had to make some phone calls and, you know, stuff was handled.
Just take a shower together. It's wild.
It's wild, yeah.
Mama, you got to get the side out of here, mama.
Yeah, it was.
I be wondering, Mama, how do you feel when you hear these stories, though? Like, do you ever feel like you want to get on social media and defend your daughter?
Oh, my God. Order. Please, do not ever. Let me tell you something. Please, no. Please don't, Charlamagne. I'm serious.
I'm telling you, I'm telling my own story.
No, please don't.
It'll be in the doc.
Go sit down, please. Go sit down.
Are you gonna let her talk for the doc?
Yeah, I'm gonna let her talk for the doc because we got some editing room right there. So for sure.
And then I show your red table talk that you did also. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I just think. Even now, all the things that you've been addressing are so important for women, other women to also hear about, and for men too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to understand that, just because I know that your sister, she's gone through a lot.
So much. Yeah.
And I feel like she's been trying to, like, make sure that people can hear her, because it's hard to even get to that point where you feel like you can talk about it.
Absolutely. In front of so many people, having so many of the same mutual, I don't even want to say friends, but mutual people that you're around. And it's like, okay, he's cool with him. Should I still be cool with him? I don't know. But he did this. Damn, should I back? But he didn't do it to me. But you know what I mean? It's like a lot. It's a lot, you know, especially when you have a person that is so kind of infiltrated in the industry. So I commend her so much, you know.
How's she doing?
She's doing good. Mm-hmm. She's in a really good space. You know, she has her line, Wife of Creation. She has her, like, candles and sustainable clothing and stuff that she's doing.
I'm gonna do some yoga where she does.
You gotta do the yoga with
her. I told
her
when she goes
zen.
In the morning very early. I was like, but once I get off this show, I'm gonna have a little time. So I told her I'm gonna do the yoga with her.
Absolutely. It's healing. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And she's gotten so many DMs from people that are saying, oh my gosh, you helped me. Oh my gosh, I went through something. You're so brave. I could never do that. I commend you. You know, so even if it's 2-3 people that are able to come out of that and learn from it and kind of get strength, I'm grateful for that.
Is it easier to convey those stories through music or interviews nowadays?
As an artist, see, I've never gone through that. You know, I've gone through obviously watching my sister. So as an artist, I don't want to say it's easy to write, but it comes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I could write about that whole situation. And it'll be a heartfelt record. Talking about it, it is a little challenging, you know, because it's like, you don't want to say too much. You don't want to say, you know, not enough. You know what I mean? And again, it's not my story. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's her story. And she has to talk about what she's comfortable talking about and putting out there.
Do you feel like you'll write a song about it?
So here's the thing. When I wrote Rain On Me, I did not go through that, but I've seen and witnessed domestic violence. Mm-hmm. It hit way different now, you know, seeing my sister go. So when I see me and Lorenz acting, you know, and he's hitting me and I'm hitting him, and it's like, oh my God, it almost gets a little like, damn, I kind of don't want to watch that in front of her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And but now you can see how that has helped other people because it exposed it. Mm-hmm. Where it's uncomfortable to talk about, you expose it and you allow someone to try and maneuver out of that situation. You know, so as far as writing again about it, I don't know. If a record speaks to me, that track made me want to write that record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if I get another beat that makes me feel like that, I know that I will attack it.
What about for your own stuff? Because, I mean, you had some lines and got to move on. But, like, for your own personal stuff, is it easy for you to convey?
Absolutely.
Those feelings? Okay.
That came out almost like a freestyle. I'm not going to hold you. Yeah.
That was very a different side of Ashanti, though.
It definitely was.
Very different. Mm-hmm. And you know what's
that
crazy?
Was mixtape Ashanti.
I liked it.
I felt... So when I sent Puff the voice note, it was so easy for me to send it to him. When I got in the studio, I was like, fuck, am I going to say this? You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, there's another version that's super way more savage. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, just say it. Just say it. And I was like, no, I can't say it. He's like, you really don't want to say that? No, I can't. Why? But I ended up, we compromised.
And I want to know how that came about. Did Puff reach out to you or did you run into him? Like, because you were perfect for that record.
Yeah, the timing.
The timing was crazy. Yeah, yeah. Like, Puff reached out, and again, we talk all the time, so it wasn't like over the top surprising. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He reached out, and he told me how he felt about how Irv handled the situation. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking, and he's like, yo, you want to get on the record? And I'm like, yeah, you know, and I heard it and I heard what Bryson was saying and I said, okay, yeah, I know how to attack it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And because I hadn't addressed it, this was a chance for me to address it in a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
In the music.
Yes, through music. So I can be creative and it can be the artistic side of me. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to be up on here cursing and, you know, mm-hmm. how I really can. But I feel like that was a catalyst and it allowed people to see what I felt, mm-hmm. you know? And then I did the same thing. I still did the interviews and I still spoke about it. You know, it's crazy. I was on a plane literally last night back from Jamaica. This lady was sitting next to me. She's like, oh my God, your verse don't gotta move on.
Where you came back from?
It was shut up, Envy.
She was working. She said she named it as part of the tour.
I'm just asking. Just ask again.
I was on a plane back from Jamaica and this lady was like, yo, your verse on Gotta Move On was crazy. I'm so happy about the way that you handled it. Mm-hmm. I've been watching you for years. So to me, that kind of tells me that I feel like I did something right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The way that I've handled it for the past 20 years and the shit that fell in my lap in the past couple of months, that's what I did.
How did Diddy A&R that situation? Like you said, he told you how you felt about what Irv said. What did he say?
He just felt like it wasn't respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't. I think mm-hmm. the whole world could see that it wasn't respectful. You could address mm-hmm. something. You could not like me. You could whatever. But the amount of disrespect, I just feel like it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I was actually filming a movie in Canada. So we were going back and forth. I was sending the verse and changing things here and ad-libs here. Mm-hmm. And Puff changed the beat 42 times.
Damn.
Yo. Mm-hmm. He is so funny because we're very similar, like being a perfectionist and trying 10 times before you come to that one that mm-hmm. you love. So we went back and forth so many. I had literally had a studio in my trailer recording in between scenes of the movie. So we just wanted it to be perfect and we wanted it to be right and to feel good and feel natural.
How did it feel when you have like so many big brothers in the industry, right? Mm-hmm. Like Diddy or Fat Joe.
Mm-hmm.
These people standing up for you.
Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Ja. You know, mm-hmm. so how did it feel to have those big brothers in the industry?
It's a blessing, you know.
It had to be a little surprising because everybody is like commingled, you know?
Right, right. It feels good to know that I have people that hold me down. And everyone ain't for the platform and everyone is not going to say everything on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are genuinely calling me and texting me and it's not for the public, you
right.
know, so I feel secure in that, you know, because I'm private too. I'm mm-hmm. you know, I don't do a whole lot, but I know if anything goes down, I'm good.
So this Way More Savage remix, is that could be an intro to something or
the Way More Savage remix?
You know what, Ange, maybe we could talk
interlude
about
or something?
I was gonna say maybe we talk about an intro to the show or something, like,
ooh,
you know, like
I like that
with the visuals, and that could be a good idea.
I think so. I gotta do something with it because if it's more savage than that, I feel like
it is.
What's more savage than telling somebody they got a little dick?
No, that's just...
they broke
too. I'm gonna play for you.
Broke with a little dick.
Is it therapeutic? Do you feel like you've gotten it all out or not yet?
I do feel like again, I don't bother people. I feel like at this point it was important for me to make a stance. And I'm good. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I'm still like, I want to have peace with whoever. You know, I don't want no ill will. I don't want your negative energy. I don't want you at home wishing death on me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be peaceful. And I think I'm at a place where I could be peaceful and cordial and move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much history together and too many amazing things that we've done to be in this space is childish. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make any sense. So I'm at a place where I'm just, you know.
So with that said, could it ever be peace between y'all, you think?
Let
me ask Mama.
I mean,
right now, if he does the right thing and has an apology that's genuine, there's a possibility because she's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she's very forgiving. But when you do things and you keep hammering at it, then that's cause for, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to do that. And that's who she is.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, things will never be the same, ever.
Right.
But as far as just being at peace and being cordial,
mm-hmm.
is it a possibility? I've tried. you know, for years consecutively. And I was told, okay, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. And a year goes by and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Say sorry again, year goes by, you do it again. All right.
Enough's enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to
accept what it is.
Oh, you got the text?
Oh, stop.
Oh, he text you?
No.
Mama got everything.
Not in the past few years.
Oh, you mean you got the old text? Yeah. Oh, got you.
I'm like, not in the past few years, but.
I think it's your Instagram's fault, Ashanti. It's hard for people to move. I'm serious. It's hard for people to move on when they see you looking fly, living a great life on Instagram. I'm serious. It's hard for people to get over that.
Listen, they got to get
time
over
you post,
it.
Every he probably drives them crazy.
I'm finished with it. She got, no, I'm shut up.
No, now you're doing some holiday movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the reason she's up here. A New Diva Christmas Carol.
Yes.
So, yeah, are you producing this and starring in it?
No, okay. This is Idris Elba's production mm-hmm. company vibe. Super, super, super cute movie. It's like the Grinch Who Stole Christmas kind mm-hmm. of vibe. Mm-hmm. I'm the mean one. I have three spirits that are trying to show me the ropes: Eva, Vivica Fox, and Robin Givens.
Ooh.
It's super, super cute, super cool, very family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a nice twist to it to see, you know, black women doing their thing.
Did you enjoy being evil?
I ain't gonna lie. Listen, there was a lot of evil things happening. I wrote the verse. I was being a Grinch. it was a good month or a few months of expression and being artistic. Different from who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's coming December 14th on VH1. So
I'm excited
about
that.
Yeah.
And to see this, you're right. We never seen black women in that type of role.
We've yeah. Been. You know, and I got to see myself as a young child, as a college. And then I see myself in the future, like mm-hmm. a super old lady. And the path that I go down determines what's going to happen.
Mm.
You know, if I'm going to end up singing, being obese and smoking cigarettes and, you know, laying on the floor in a club, or if I'm going to have a family. So those decisions Ooh. Make, you know, make sense to what your future is going to be.
Right.
And you also have this single with Blue.
Yeah.
I guess he's still young Blue.
Don't call him Young Blue. Just call him Blue.
I feel like he told me he had to change it back or something for legal reasons. Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, I don't know.
All right. So how was it working with him?
Yo, I was so impressed the first time. I was like, nah, he's really talented.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's talented.
Yo.
We had so much fun. We were in, and this is how you know I got comfortable. We were a little bit after COVID, and he came in the booth with me, like by the mic, and I was like, hold on. Right, it ain't done yet. But he's like super passionate and charismatic, and he writes off the top, and it was just really dope being in the studio with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just young energy, new vibe. The first time we recorded was here in New York, and then we recorded the single, Falling For You, we were in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So we both in Vegas for like a week, and we were in the studio every day. And it just came effortlessly,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think just being two writers and having producers right at your hands with the, you know, the tools making everything, it was just a really dope vibe.
What inspired those lyrics?
I mean, just life, really going through it, you mm-hmm. know? Just feeling like, you know, sometimes at a certain point, you gotta stop falling for the same patterns of BS. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, and it's crazy. It kind of came at a time that was like really just going through it. So
that's a harsh thing to realize, because your therapist will tell you that, you know, you got to look inside of you,
because right.
if you keep falling for those same patterns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's deep. It's deep, and it's meaningful. And I think that I have done that, because at some point you got to look at yourself like, okay, do I keep picking the same?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or why am I attracting this certain? How come these things unfold like this, you know?
Because last time you were here, you had a boyfriend. And we had the wrong person. Remember?
I was just asking a bunch of questions.
Yeah. But you did have somebody.
A little situation,
yeah,
yes.
You still in the situation?
No, not where it was.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Nah.
You fucked up, what do you do?
Let me stop right now. I'm gonna
stop herself.
I had to stop myself. I think sometimes people make mistakes, you know? It's just about how you go about that mistake after you make that mistake.
Did he cheat on you?
You gotta watch the video.
I ain't seen the video yet. Did he cheat on you? I think we got to start publicly shaming guys like that. When they make those kind of mistakes.
That's not the guy in the video. He's an actor, right?
Right.
When guys make those kind of mistakes, you know, certain people you can't make that kind of mistake.
Right, right. And that's
the
thing.
You shouldn't with anybody, yes.
You definitely shouldn't with anybody.
But certain people we got to hold more
with. But that's the thing.
I'm not. But you know, depending on how old the brother is. And it's like,
but see, that's the thing. It's weird because sometimes situations that come about is not, it's not really a cheat. It's, I don't know how to explain it.
It's like what Envy and Charlamagne do with each other every morning.
Which
they're not necessarily cheating.
It's her last week, she's a little delirious.
Like, lovey, and they're very physical with each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if anything like has gone beyond that.
Beyond
I'm not sure.
It. Right.
But I can see why people
don't,
would think
don't listen
that.
To me. This, Ashanti.
How did you catch her? I'm just curious. Mama did.
No, see, that's the thing. It's hard because it's not an official, it's not a real cheat. So it's hard to say, but what I will say is I got a lot of good fans and they sent me
Damn.
Oh, he liked the picture?
No.
He liked somebody else's picture?
No, it was not even, it wasn't even that surface. It really wasn't. I don't know. It's just, I knew. I found out. But
idiot.
It wasn't, again, let me address it. It wasn't like a cheat sheet. Because sometimes, you know, when you get to a point where you're in different spaces, right? So you over here, I'm over here.
Oh,
you
I
know
got
what I'm
you.
Saying?
Okay.
So
disrespectful.
It's like,
okay. It wasn't necessarily just.
No, it was a break. Y'all was on a little break, kind of.
You know?
Yeah.
Ashanti, I got to ask you this. Is a little penis a deal breaker?
Oh, my God.
Little penis ain't breaking nothing. From what I was told.
Is it a deal breaker though?
You know, like, okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you know what to do with it, then it's not a deal breaker.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If you know how to make it.
That's what women say to make guys feel better.
No, I'm dead serious.
What can you do with it?
Yeah, you can do it.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, if you know how to, if I'm happy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you know how to, if you know how to make it do what it's supposed to do.
But it's still disappointing when you're like.
Yeah, you don't want to have to, you know.
What is that? Did you just pick up a roach? What was that? What was that?
Because there's certain things you can't even say in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
You can't say certain things. Like, you know how you want to talk. I know Ashanti talks dirty in the bedroom. I can tell.
Oh, my gosh.
But
what makes you say that?
I can tell. But there's certain things you can't say because then you're lying.
Talk.
You know?
Very true. Very true. But you know, guys do all the time. They be lying just to get in and do, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Guys
so we
do
just
it.
Lie back.
Lie back.
Like, it's the best. That, yes.
And get
it's
it.
The best.
So, look at him.
Can we go?
It's a cold world, bro.
Get out of here. Can we turn Ashanti into Savage Ashanti right fast?
Oh, God.
She said she's going to let us hear it.
I know that. But I want to say, so imagine this is your last day of work and you're leaving.
Uh-huh.
So I want you to
and Irv Gotti is your boss.
Oh God, no!
How would you leave?
How would you exit?
How would
the
you
premises?
Exit? Help ye out.
Oh
exit.
My
savage.
God,
savage exit.
And Mama Tina right by your side, like she always is.
Oh my God!
Just don't say the little dick thing. Anything else?
But wait, okay, so it's my last day.
Last day.
What, and I don't
and
get
you've
along with
him? You've
been holding stuff in. You ready
you know.
To... Yes.
I would put
gotta
on,
move on.
I would put on...
We didn't ask you, ye!
Free.
You would put on what?
FNF.
Okay.
And then I'd be like, I quit this bitch.
How would you do it? Go. Shout out to go. Last day, you don't want... You just
oh,
want to wild out. Go.
Oh, I'm probably going to be savage. I'm ripping everything off the walls. I'm breaking all your shit. Oh. Anything that's precious, your name, I'm spitting on it.
Damn.
Do you want to come back on Friday?
That is gracious. Ashanti, we appreciate you for joining us.
No, we can't
Christ.
Leave on that negative note, though. Positive,
who
positive energy.
Negative?
She said, who said that was negative? Goodness gracious.
Positive energy.
That amazing.
Let's play the blue. We got, play something else.
Yes, we got to play the new record, Falling For You. We got to play the remix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to
sure
leave the Savage verse
movie.
Of Move On, if you can play that too, just because.
All right. Well, listen,
and the book, make sure you pick up the book.
Yes, my name is a story.
And now she has the movie on December 14th.
Yes.
And I'm sure she'll be back up before her next movie, the Plus One movie.
Yes, oh. Absolutely.
Oh.
She put blue in that
blue
movie.
In the
hey.
Movie.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Ashanti.
Hey.
Hey.
We'll be right back.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.